a you said a coat.
All right. Now, and if it wasn't old, you just got it, you'd call it a
new suit.
All right. And if you had a winter suit, not a summer suit, certainly, but a winter suit, they have no sleeve. They have might have no sleeves and buttons.
What, a vest?
Yeah. And someone says, "Did you bring your coat?" And you say, "Yes, I have."
I have bra.
Yeah. And it's, how did that coat fit? Tried it on yesterday. You say, "Yes, I tried this coat on yesterday, and it
fits fine."
All right. And my pockets are all filled up with things. They really
bulge.
All right. And if a shirt isn't sanforized, the collar might
wrinkle
or get smaller.
Yeah. Or shrink.
Yeah. And yesterday it
shrunk.
And it has
shrunken.
All right. And a woman likes to put on fancy clothes, you know. You'd say she really likes to
dress up.
Would you use the same expression for a man?
Well, you could say she likes to dress, or he likes to dress, or something like
all
that.
All right. Now, what about a woman putting on makeup? See, she spends an awful lot of time
putting on makeup, fixing her face.
Yeah. Well, is there anything you'd use with up there?
Well, I think you're referring to dolling up, which is something I don't use.
Well, there are a lot of them. That's one. That's one. But primping up, or pricking up, or slicking up, or
well,
those are all.
You might use primp. She likes some primp or something like that.
And something a woman carries in her hand as she goes to the store.
It'd be a pocketbook.
Well, when they people who steal these things from women, they're not called pocketbook snatchers. They're called
pickpockets.
If a man carries coins,
yeah,
in a small thing, you wouldn't call that. You might call it a pocketbook.
A change purse.
Yeah, and a woman on her wrist might wear a.
On her wrist, a bracelet.
All right, and around her neck.
A necklace.
All right. What if it's made of beads? You wouldn't call it a necklace of beads, would you? You'd call it.
Yep. Just call it beads.
All right. And something a man uses to hold up is the pants that go over his shoulder.
Oh, his suspenders.
You ever call them anything else?
Oh.
What about? You ever call them anything else on bib overalls?
I've never owned a pair of bib overalls.
Okay. Something you used, I was getting at the word galluses.
Yeah.
You know that word?
No.
You've never heard it?
Huh.
Never heard the word galluses for suspenders?
Huh.
Okay. Let me ask you something. Well, most of your at the schools you went to in Cleveland, were there kids, the rural kids and kids from the...
No, it was mostly kids from inside the city, the suburbs.
So the kids who lived out, let's say, out in that Prospect community out that way.
Would have gone to Bradley Central.
The high school, that's a different
one.
And then the elementary schools, of course, they were even
more
centralized.
No, they were just more spread out.
Yeah. All right. And do I ask you, would you open up on a day like this, hold it over your head?
An umbrella.
All right. And after, when a woman's making a bed, she puts everything on there, she puts the sheets the thing you put rest your head on is a
pillow.
Yeah, and then over that, the whole thing she might put on a
bedspread.
All right. And have you ever seen a large pillow that's long, kind of round?
Yeah.
You know what that's called?
A pillow.
All right. It doesn't go part way across the bed. You say it goes
all the way across?
Yeah. Do you ever use plumb in that sense?
What? No, huh?
Plumb across?
Huh.
Or clean across, or clear across.
Maybe clean across.
How would you use clean across?
Hmm.
How would that differ from all the way across?
No, it'd be the same thing.
Would it have any difference in the amount of space you're talking about, or?
Huh.
Okay. Something other than a blanket, something like a blanket.